Welcome to Lesson 11 in this Mini Morse Code series. I'm Stan, K7SBF. I'll keep these lessons brief so you can listen and practice multiple times each day if possible. So let's get started. Well, today's another first. We're going to add one of the numbers today. But let's start with the letter F, Foxtrot. Did-da-dit. Did-da-dit. F. 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 Now your turn. Good. You may have noticed that F is another one of those mirror image characters, F and L, and we often have difficulty with these characters that are opposite of other ones. So we have F and L. So we have did-da-dit and did-da-dit. F. 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 Did-da-dit. All right, your turn. Okay, on my straight key. Did-da-dit. 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 Your turn. Good. Can you see it in your head, the F? Try keying it back. Good. All right. Well, let's break some new ground and actually start on the numbers. Today, the mathematicians will be pleased we're starting with zero. And this is one of the longest of the characters simply because it's all dashes. Okay? So zero is... And the thing about the numbers is they're not random like the letters are. The numbers are a pattern when you line them all up, and so we are really tempted to start counting dots and dashes when we hear numbers. But we'll see if we can avoid that and learn the sound and the cadence of each of them as we learn them down the road. So, zero. 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 And on the straight key. Zero. 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 It's kind of annoying to play all those dashes on the straight key. I wish my technique were a little better on that. On the paddle again. Maybe I just need some more coffee this morning. Anyway, F and zero. So let's do a pattern with both of them here. Here we go. F. Zero. F. Zero. There is some good news. As annoying as the zero can sound, actually, ham operators will often use abbreviations for things that are difficult or annoying, and the zero is one of those. Sometimes they will substitute the letter T for a zero. We already know T, so just know that there's some hope in the future. You may not have to key as many zeros as you might think. Okay, so a little bit of a bright spot there. All right, let's look to our software to play us some random sequencing with F and zero, and we'll kind of favor the most recent characters that we've learned. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Good. So we had F, period, I, L, 0, F, W, 0, L, E, N, N, W, E, E, 0, 0, O, T, L, J, W, E, and U. What do you say we give it another run? And this time, it'll be straight random. And here we go. Good. Did you have K, period, S, P, N, J, F, 0, M, F, F, K, K, I, U, E, M, S, M, P, M, T, W, E. Well, we didn't get a lot of F's and zeros in that one, but it was good to buff up on the other characters that we know. Well, great job. I'm going to leave it there for today. Later on, if you get a few minutes, listen to this lesson again. When you're getting about 90% of the characters correct, it's time to move on then to lesson number 12. Well, this is K7SBF saying, and I'll see you next time.